Brett Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, apparently that was a fail.
We just got to execute better. Yeah. We got to call better plays.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah, that's yeah. It was just bad. It was a bad play call. We're back on the Blitz, hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at MK Pallet. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and see Mr. Mayhem, Eric Warner himself, then just go to Twitch. You can comment on there. And if you missed the first 2 hours, pretty much Texans. The first hour, as usual. Second hour, NFL, some Astros, and some toys. MacArthur says he's got 4 unopened Kiss dolls from the 70s, the big ones. I bet you those are worth some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it might be worth going through.
Although, I think Kiss merchandise isn't worth that much because they make so much of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Gene Simmons is a merch whore, so it's like, you can get the... Oh, my house is made with Gene Simmons bricks. These are Kiss bricks, official Kiss bricks. There's official Kiss insulation in the house. It's the exact shade of my tongue.
Like, pretty good, actually. All right. Welcoming back from Carbach, the world traveler himself, who said he was going to be gone all of September, but he was wrong by a day. Eric Warner, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Fred. Hi, AJ. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. How was the world tour?
It was good. And it wasn't world. I mean, I was in Colorado, Washington State, and North Carolina.
All over the world.
All over the U.S.
All over the world.
Yes. But it was good. The hops are good. And, you know, there's a couple varieties. Cascade, we're kind of weak this year. Citra.
How's the Citra?
Oh, man.
That's all that matters.
It's a crisis coming up because...
Oh, no, they're running out?
Yeah, the farmers were expecting... So. You get these the first year hops are called babies, and they don't yield typically that much. But this year, the baby citrus didn't yield anything. So these farmers were betting where they shouldn't have been. And so, yeah, it's citrus even harder to get now.
Damn.
Yeah, so citrus shock.
Well, screwed.
Yeah, so... but there's plenty of other good hops. I mean, there's 100 different hops they grow out there, man.
That's the best one.
It's good. It's awful good. I'm not going to lie. But a masterful brewer can substitute and come up with something mimicking the Citra.
Where are we going to find one of those guys?
Huh? then I was up in Colorado a little bit doing some archery hunting, a little fishing. So
I still want to know how many vacation days you get a year.
As many as he wants.
I mean, does anybody count?
I don't think so, and I'm trying to keep it that way, AJ. So let's switch topics here.
Well, let's talk about the beer. Haven't even cracked the beer. We've been talking for 5 minutes.
Let's get that magical sound going.
Yeah, let's get our bleep together here, guys.
All right. So, AJ, we got the Fun 18. So this is the High Tide, and this was...
in the new packaging.
Yes. We're on to the 12-ounce bottles. You know, bombers are kind of becoming shelf turds is kind of the common knowledge. So we have to rely on the smaller bottle format.
I prefer it, honestly, because as someone who drinks by myself a lot... I have to really think about, man, do I want to open that thing? Because it's a lot of beer for one person, especially if you were talking like barrel aged stuff. That's a lot for one guy.
Well, I was thinking about your previous caller or texter or whatever, and I was thinking, so maybe he's drinking the 25-ounce Bud Light Platinums. Did she specify that they were 12-ouncers?
No, she didn't, I don't think.
Yeah, so maybe
she's dead to us anyway because she asked other shows the same question, so... Yeah,
she needs a new dude, or she just needs to
maybe
get
he
over
needs
it.
A new wife.
Yeah. So, I mean, but anyway, the 12-ounce it's kind of the future for us for the specialty beers. So this is Tasty Waves, a strong version of Tasty Waves that we put into tequila barrels.
That's smooth. Not a whole lot of tequila either. This is a very drinkable beer.
Very what's the ABV here? I think we're at like 7.5.
Okay, so it's not as crazy as some of the other Fun Series stuff.
Yeah, no.
Almost has a champagne taste to it.
little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Good catch. You definitely get a little. You don't get the tequila. You don't get the barrel.
Not a whole lot. No. I mean, it's. I definitely get it on the nose, but then yeah, it's not as like normally I expect like a whoo
yeah
with tequila, and you don't get any of that.
Yeah, it's just a little hint of wood. It's nothing too crazy.
It's not. I do taste the wood.
Yep,
but just not as much of the burn.
Yeah,
the tequila
save,
burn.
Save that, will you? I'd like to.
No,
that's gonna come back to haunt him.
Tyler, you know what to do. Don't you?
Yeah, burn that file.
Fred's not your boss. Remember,
I'll leave that to Aaron's discretion to put it in stupid stuff.
You better make a note for Aaron that hey. But how long was this in the barrels for?
This was in the barrels for about a year.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a long time.
It is. So yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I hear you. I would have expected more, a little more tequila punch, but
I don't think you need it. I mean. If you drink a beer, this is like a refreshing beer. Sometimes tequila will make something that's really refreshing not refreshing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Depends on the tequila you use,
yeah,
too.
Certainly.
Because if you use a really bitter tequila, it'll mess it up. But if you use a high-end one, man, it tends to work. So,
do you guys upscale your margaritas? Like if you go to a place that has margaritas, or do you just take the house?
No. Well, yeah. I'll feel like crap. That's the problem to me. Like it's the taste is, I mean... The better the tequila, the less you actually taste it, I feel like. But
yeah,
the worse the tequila, the crapper you feel the next. And I guess it's that way with most booze. It's just not very pure. And I mean, dude, and tequila does it the worst to me. If I drink crappy tequila, I'll feel the worst. So I don't bother with it.
So people are already asking, where can they get this? When's it available?
It's out now. It stores near you. All the usual suspects.
No, because he couldn't be here on time.
Yeah, because I wasn't here on time, and the marketing department. Although I still have to go back and listen. I heard you guys had a poke at me, you and DG, when he came in like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, in my stead.
I don't remember what we said. I don't even remember what we said an hour ago.
Yes, welcome to the club. Yeah. Trust me, it doesn't get any better.
He did a good job though, filling in for you.
Good. DG's awesome.
Oh, and he brought us a BBH vanilla.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he knows how to get after it.
Yep.
Smart man.
He re-raised you.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a big-time Eric here with this one.
I don't know how I'm going to top that. Maybe I'll have to get some good Golly Miss Molly.
So what's the what's the production like for now that you're in four packs? I mean, are there fewer four packs than there were bombers, or have you guys like scaled it up to where?
Yeah, it's a little bit less. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, the barrel aged beers just in general, you know, the shine is off a little bit, as you know, AJ, being an aficionado. I mean, it's kind of more about the hazies now, but. You know, the nice thing about this is it's a far better value than, and this is the first time we've done we've done the BBHs in the four packs, right?
Yeah.
But this is the first time we've done a fun in the four pack. So you're basically getting double the beer for the same price.
Yeah, it's tough to beat.
It is. So we'll see. You know, it's people I think are kind of used to the fun series being in the bombers. So, you know, there's a little education that has to go on there. But, so we did, I think.
Well, also, like, for a lot of people, if you've got trade partners or whatever who want to try certain beers from where you're from, this way it's easy to ship them a bottle of it that, you know, they wouldn't get to try otherwise without having to ship them a full, you know, a full bomber.
No, that's a great point. You can go in, buy four, you can trade one, you can give one, you got two for yourself, you know, however you want to do it. Versus, yeah, the single bottle, it's kind of like, well.
Or you can age one and not, I mean, drink one fresh. I like this idea better, honestly, than the old bomber way. So I hope more breweries start going towards this sort of a system for their specialty beers. And we've actually seen a lot of breweries start to put stouts in cans, which people used to never do it. But barrel aged beers in cans, like it's just more. It's more efficient. There's more, you know, and to me, that's nice for someone who's running out of room for beer. I prefer it.
Same boat. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. Yeah, speaking of stouts, I did, although it's stuck in Colorado, which is a different story, but I went to, when I was in North Carolina in Asheville, I made the pilgrimage to Sierra Nevada.
Oh, yeah?
And I got a crowler of narwhal.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm saving. But crowlers, you gotta
drink them soon.
You gotta drink them soon, even if it's a big imperial stout, right?
Yep.
So that's the one drawback. But, man, that place is cool. If you ever get a chance to go there, Asheville's just great in general. Good
like
beer city. And went to the Biltmore. That have you heard about that dude's place? This guy was like the Bezos of his time. And he built this.
But when was his time?
This is 1890s.
Oh, okay.
And it was the Vanderbilt fortune. Yeah. So, you know, like Anderson Cooper, he's a Vanderbilt. Yeah. And like his mom just died, Gloria.
Yeah.
But railroads, right?
Yeah.
And this place was amazing. It had a pool.
Okay. Most hotels have that.
Dude, it's 1890.
Oh, okay.
A heated pool. They had like this. They had their own refrigeration system on site. This is 1890s.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Most people didn't even have like ice boxes,
that's
right?
That's true.
So if you ever go there, it's worth a look. But we had this kind of prearranged tour, and I found out like because they basically support it through ticket sales,
mm-hmm.
and we're like they get 1.7 million visitors a year, and you're like, well. I'm thinking, you know, me, $10 a ticket. That's not a very big budget. They're getting $70 a ticket for this tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how many visitors a year?
1.7 million. Yeah. So they're doing almost $100 million in revenue. So
they're doing okay.
Yeah. They can cover some costs with
that.
You can
put a heater on your pool with that.
But it's neat. A lot of old art and yeah, it's worth a look if you go to Asheville for sure.
All right, you going to hang around for a minute?
Our friend Gustavo says, I've got more fresh narwhal if you want. He brought us some the other day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gustavo's the man from Sierra Nevada. He always comes through.
All right, yeah. Gustavo, let's hook up. We'll do a trade.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace, and they have so many great tournaments. How about this? Starting on October 3rd, they've got a $50,000 guarantee for just $120, two flights a day, starting Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're going to have flights at 11 a.m. and at 5:30, and then of course Sunday is your day two, and that's when you'll make all your money. But $50,000 guaranteed, and of course tomorrow they've got $10,000 guaranteed, no limit tournament. One of them starts at noon, another one a $4,000 at 7. The noon one's worth 6. The 7 o'clock one is worth 4,000. So they've got you covered, and $10,000 tomorrow that you can go get in those two tournaments. And cash games are only $10 per hour. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been there, George and Najib run a first-class room.
You talk about first-class, and you know Fred spent some time at the poker rooms in L.A. We're in Vegas all the time. This room is better than most of the rooms that you're finding in those towns that are built on gambling. This is a world-class place right here in our backyard, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Check them out on Facebook. Keep up with all the tournament info, what time, what kind of game they're playing, how much. You can find that all on Facebook. But stop by and see it for yourself. TVs everywhere. Great food. BYOB. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. It's Lions Poker Palace.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Joined by our good friend from Carbach, Eric Warner. Good to have you back, buddy. It's been too long.
It's good to be back, man. I mean, I like traveling, but it does get old after a while. You want to get, you know, to your own bed. And, you know, the big thing for me was came back and the apartment smelled good.
Oh, really?
You know how sometimes you leave? And I'm a, you know, it's not like of course I took out the trash before I left. But
it means your wife had people over.
No, she's been gone. Which means I did a good job cleaning
Maybe
up before
so.
I left.
Maybe so.
But you know how sometimes you come home and you have that weird smell and you're like, where did that come from?
Like you forgot to do the laundry or you
oh yeah, that's
you
the
didn't
worst.
Start the dishwasher. That's a bad one.
Yeah, the dishes are all like moldy and stuff. Yeah.
If you have dogs, there's always going to be a smell when you get home.
Yeah.
Some sort. Any kind of animal, really.
What are the rules for you guys? Because you spend so much time apart. What are the rules on sex when you're out of state? Are you allowed to, like, do you have an allowance or?
No, I'm old. And at this point, man, I'm the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl, what was that, 51? Yeah. I'm not blowing this lead.
Okay.
Right. Well. It wouldn't be devastating, but it's like, just easier to, no.
You run the ball here.
We run the ball, man. We run the ball, the clock out. And
I'm with you. It's full wishbone now.
You're now Air Force for the rest of going forward. Well, before we get into some, we're going to talk some football, but tell the people what's going on, what's upcoming at Carbach, what you guys have going on out there.
Yeah, so last weekend of Carbachtoberfest this weekend coming up, so come on out. Show your prowess with the Maskrug Stemmen, you know, the Stein holding competition. We got wiener dog races. We got great music. Of course, the Carbachtoberfest beer special, Carbachtoberfest menu.
The Carbachtoberfest this year is very good.
I think, hats off to Ted and the retail team. I mean, every year they kind of keep adding something new to it, and they've done a fantastic job. And then, of course, getting ready for Foamhenge coming up in early November. So check that out. And if you want to get some tickets, you can do that online. And we'll be teasing that a little more in the weeks ahead. But, those are the big happenings right now.
622 if you're charting at home.
Thank you. Foamhenge, of course, with Ace Frehley as the headliner.
Yes. Speaking of Kiss, yes, that's right.
Rock soldiers come, rock soldiers go.
It'll be interesting.
Some hear the call, some never know. soldiers.
How much say do you have in what beers are on tap at Carbach when people go to the restaurant?
Well, they have everything.
But I mean, like when they tap special kegs or like the stuff that you can only get there. I mean, do they run it by you? Like, hey,
no.
We're down to one last keg of this beer. We want to put it on. What do you think?
No, we pretty much let them run. I mean, if it's something like, you know, Good Golly Miss Molly,
right.
Or you know, yeah, they'll be like, hey, we want to give it to this account or put this on. Yeah, but generally, no, they. They kind of have, because we've been trying to build that up for years. That's been the goal, is to get them enough different beers that they can have on tap.
Because right.
When we first opened, man, it was six beers.
Core beers. Yeah.
I mean, so the world has changed quite a bit in 4 years. Gee, I don't know if you guys saw the stat today, but we're below 200 million barrels produced in the U.S. for the first time since 2001.
Is the boom slowing down?
So this guy is actually an interesting follow. His name is Bart Watson, and I think he's at Brewer Stats, but he's the economist.
That's Bubba Watson's brother.
And Deshaun's cousin.
Yeah.
He's the economist for the Brewers Association.
Their grandfather was friends with...
Doc Watson?
No, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
The most famous of Watsons.
That's right. Yeah.
But the most interesting thing, and he's great because he'll take like a headline stat like that and he'll dive into it and really do the work. And one of the things that was really enlightening to me, and again, economists and statisticians, you know, they'll try to make a case out of anything, but the price of spirits and wine relative to beer has come down dramatically in the last 20 years. And if you think about it, that's now you can't think craft wine and craft spirits, but if you think about how, you know, the cheap bottles of wine are out there, you know, the Kangaroo, whatever that one is.
Yeah. And Yellowtail. You can you can get a bottle of wine sometimes cheaper than a bomber of beer.
Exactly. So that was one of his big thoughts behind that, but also demographic shifts. You know, the boomers who, you know, we were all big. Fred, you know, you and I being olds, we were, you know, we don't drink as much beer as we used to. Fact, right?
No,
we drink other things maybe.
Yeah.
But we don't drink as much beer.
Probably drink more vodka now than anything.
Bingo. So that was the other big insight there. But I'll send you guys his Twitter handle, and he's a good follow just for beer industry stats. So, but good news, silver lining, of course, the dollar volume of beer sales continues to climb.
Because the price tag goes up.
Because the shift to craft,
right.
Mainly.
Yeah.
Right? And people who are buying beer are buying really good beer.
Yeah.
And aren't afraid to pay up for it.
I'm enjoying my last few days of beer on. So I'm having a buddy over on Friday. We're gonna pop some beers, and then on Saturday, my wife has me back on that hardcore Whole 30 diet, which we did last October.
You still look good.
Yeah.
Have you put a few lbs back?
Put some of it back on. So we're going from Saturday until whenever we leave for London. Because I told her
that's a month.
Damn near a month. Yeah.
No beer.
Yeah, no beer.
Can you have vodka or something?
No alcohol.
Fred, I think we could do it, but
sometimes it is good to check in with yourself.
Yeah, that's about once a year I take a month off just to prove I'm not an alcoholic. Which
that's what I like to do too.
Probably am, but it doesn't matter. At least I can take a month off. So
it's good to let the old liver reset.
Yeah, I'll probably do it in November this year. Because I already did it once earlier this year, so I figure if I do 2 months in a year. And then just slowly add to that. Then at some point, I'll be down to 6 months a year.
But edible a day?
Well, I didn't say anything about edibles now. I'm not cutting that out.
I can't have edibles on this thing because it's got sugar in it. So I have to. I just have to smoke like a normal person.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm sure they have like sugar-free edibles too.
Maybe. Like, but she wants to do that like Whole 30. So that you can't even have, like, artificial sweeteners. That's going to be the biggest problem for me. Like, no alcohol is one thing. To not have energy drinks for a month, that's very difficult for me.
God, you know what? I should have a say in this because I don't want to have to work with you if you're...
Yeah.
If you can't drink have energy drinks...
It's going to be like Fight Camp, AJ, where it's just not fun to be around.
Yeah.
It'll be okay for the first week, but then it'll start getting really grumpy.
Like, the first week is actually, like, the worst week because then you're, like, Your body's crashing. You're getting rid of all the sugar in your body, and your body's like, hey, man, I need some of that stuff. You're like, no, you can't have it today. That's all right.
Well, I think February is a good month. February, because it's a short month, right?
And this one, because my wife is letting me go a little bit into October, let me start on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave to London, like, on the 28th or something like that. So, I'm cutting it short on both ends. I'm turning October into February, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But I'm getting drunk in London.
Certainly. I'm going to be there.
Are you really?
I'm definitely going. Awesome. I just need to get tickets. That's my dilemma. So, if you guys have any angles whatsoever.
For the game tickets?
Yeah.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah. Okay. You could get in that game for damn near nothing on StubHub.
The English aren't all excited about it?
No.
Okay.
We'll take care of you. All right.
But I just bought my tickets for Saturday. We're hopping a flight from London to Belgium and hitting Brussels for a day.
Attaboy.
Cantillon and Driefontein and all that. Yeah, we're Tilken. It's going to be one day, a mad tour.
I feel sorry for those flight attendants on the return flight.
It's like when some days I'll wake up and I'll be like, okay, I'm driving to Austin for Jester King's release and then driving back. We call it Cannonball Run. That's what I'm doing, just to Brussels. That's all.
Yeah, but the big difference here is you're going to be in the pubs drinking all day there versus at Jester King, you're just having a couple beers and then coming back, right?
Yeah, but you could drink Lambic all day and not get too smashed. I did it on Saturday.
Well, just be careful. I've heard those European flight attendants don't put up with a lot of BS.
I'll be with my wife. She keeps me in check.
All right.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing, day trip to Amsterdam.
Oh, same day on Saturday.
That's the best
day to do
it's
it.
Probably the only day we can actually pull something off like that. So,
Fred, I mean, listen, for Fred to go a week without a hooker,
are you
how's he going to do it? He's got to make a trip over there. Yeah, like me taking a month off from alcohol, Fred taking a week off from hookers. That's a pat on the back.
Are you guys going solo? Is Annie going?
Annie's going, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Kristen's coming too.
Okay.
And Val?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Well, we'll find something for
We'll rage in a pub one night.
Yes. Very much looking forward to that.
See which one of us can get kicked out first. Have a little competition.
All right. If they come over, I'm going to act like I'm British and Fred's the outside. Well, this bloke here.
That is very nice of you.
Yeah, that's going to get you kicked right out of there.
drunk Americans.
I'll just say, all right. That sells everybody.
I think Brexit is a terrible idea.
And I'm gonna watch the new season of Peaky Blinders right before I go, so it'll be sharp. By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
well, appreciate you, Eric. It's always a good time. Thanks for coming by with some brew. And, of course, everybody stop out at Carbach and see him, drink some of his beer. Even if you don't see him, just drink his beer. That's what's important. He's not there to be seen. He's there for you to drink his beer.
All the time.
That's it.
I'm there in spirit.
Every day. Make yourself an alcoholic on his beer. Yeah, your husband who's drinking...
He should be drinking...
Four Bud Light Platinums
tonight.
That's the
problem. He's drinking Bud Light Platinums.
Yeah.
Drink four of these.
Yeah, get a four-pack of this Fun Series, and then... You know, your husband, maybe your wife will respect you a little bit more.
And he's going to want to pay attention to you after that. He's going to be in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be...
Because tequila gets everybody in the mood.
Aroused, yeah.
Tequila's a panty dropper.
It makes her clothes fall off. That's right. That whole thing.
Now that Fred's drank this, I'm worried his clothes are going to fall off.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm like Eric. I've retired. I'm just running the ball right down the middle now.
All right. You look like one of those, like, when you roast a marshmallow, but you leave it on too long, and the it gets black on the outside and white on the inside, starts dripping out. That's what I imagine you look like naked, like marshmallow drippings.
It's very racist.
No.
All right, guys. I got to tell you, though, one thing that I do look better at considerably is my hair. Thanks to my friend Dr. Linville. And they've got a great deal for you. If you're on the fence about this, you're thinking, maybe you just need a little bit of a touch-up. Maybe you're like I was, where it was time to shave it or do something. And I was at the shave-it point. And then I met Dr. Linville, and I didn't want to do hair plugs. I talked to some people about some just really ridiculous things that I wasn't comfortable with. Well, here's what he does. He extracts the individual follicles from the back of your head and just transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your hair. And you can even redraw your hairline, which he's done. It looks natural because it's not a hair plug. It's not some wig thing. No, it's actually your hair that they take from the back of your head, and it's coming in nicely, man. And once it gets there, it's going to be really good. And the cool thing about it is, A, he's a blitzer, and B, he had it done himself. And that's what sold me on it. And if you spend a few minutes with him, I think you're going to be sold on it too. So how about this? Free consultation right now. Just go to 975hair.com. Set up your free consultation. Usually that costs you a nice little chunk. Not now. Go and find out what he can do for you. And maybe it's not for you, but maybe you get there and say, you know what? I want to do this too. And a lot of blitzers already have. You can be the next one. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we haven't had a chance to get to any of this yet, but hell of a fight Saturday night.
Really was. Way better than I was expecting it to be. I don't, after the knockdown, I had a hard time with any judgment that wasn't for Spence.
Yeah, although there was one judge.
There was one judge who, even despite a 10-8 round, thought it was lopsided in favor of Porter.
Yeah.
But... either way, it
wasn't. Thankfully, the right result came out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the important thing. Hell of a fight. I'll just say, man, the suites at Staples Center are just unbelievable.
I don't know what that's like. Sorry. Who are you hanging with?
I'd spent the whole day at Santa Anita, and I do want to take a second to thank a couple people from when we were out there. I got to have dinner. Norm and Chad took time to have dinner with me Thursday night. That was a blast. My friend Tom Quigley is in charge of...
Quigley Down Under.
Yeah. He's in charge of player services at Santa Anita. Hadn't seen him in forever. He's one of my closest friends. I think I've talked about it before. The best gambler I ever knew was this guy named Jeff Sotman, who was basically one of our... The three of us were all running buddies with some other guys. Passed away a few years ago, and I wasn't able to get out there for the services. So we had kind of a little gathering where his ashes are at Santa Anita, and we just told Jeff stories and... took some shots, and it was really cool. It was also a little emotional because, I mean, we were all just so close, and so got to do that. And then he set me up in the players lounge with all the big dogs at Santa Anita and crushed it, made a bunch of money. And then turns out one of the guys, I was telling him, I got to get back and go to the fight. And he's this guy Fitzy, who's a gambler, and he just said, hey, why don't you come hang out in our suite? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I'll try that. So I got to watch the fight from the suite. It was an absolute blast. And I think the funniest part of the whole trip for me was running into protesters. Because obviously they had all the horse deaths out at Santa Anita. And there are people giving me bleep on Twitter for that, for just saying how much I love the place. Listen, nobody out there is intentionally killing horses. They don't want them to die.
But one did die.
One did break down on Saturday right in front of me. And believe me, they were sick about it. They spent millions of dollars to try to get the track right. And, I mean, the turf course looks amazing. It looks like a fairway. But, yeah, it's something that they're really very much trying to do everything they can to get it fixed. And it felt like they had. And then the second day of the meet, you get one, and it's like, oh, bleep. But, yeah, the protesters were all screaming murderer and all that kind of stuff. So, and throwing blood and stuff like that. And you're just like, really? What the hell? Okay, I get it. You know, you want the horses to be protected. Guess what? So do they. Because those horses are worth a lot of money. And so I figured, all right, you know what? I'll converse with them. And like, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. It's like, no, I've only killed one horse. And they all kind of stop. It's like, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but there's a lottery. And if you win the lottery, you get to kill a horse during a race. You push a button and one of them dies. And they're all buying it. I told you, conspiracy.
People are
like, you
stupid
idiots. Yeah, go put that on your PETA, your friggin' newsletter. Wow. We're allowed to kill a horse.
But a horse did die.
Yeah, a horse broke down, and it was... And honestly, man...
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
It really was just... It kind of ruined the whole day for all of us, because they have spent so much time on trying to get that track right. And I think the track's fine. I honestly do. This horse had been running an awful lot the last few months, and I think it was a matter of... And that's the other issue that really needs to be addressed, is that the horsemen don't get enough blame for this when they're running horses into the ground, because the purses out there are so good that you've got a mediocre horse who can run third or fourth, where you're going to run as much as you can and make as much money as you can. And I think that contributes to it as well. Now, I don't think that explains everything that's happened this year, because there have just been too many. But I kind of think that was the case with this one. And it just looks bad because of everything else. But I love that track. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it was really fun to get to see all these people again. And, I mean, I just got treated like royalty out there, which it feels good sometimes.
You are royalty, Fred.
No, I'm a pig, but
you're pig royalty, a
burned marshmallow, as you like to say.
They melted marshmallow.
Melted burned marshmallow, because you said black,
like,
on the outside.
Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, when they hit him with the ectoplasma thing, and he's like, and they, like the, yeah. He starts to drip apart. That's what I imagine you looking like naked.
But it's nice. It's nice that some people actually respect you and still think highly of you, even though you haven't seen him in years. So
that's weird. No one does that with me.
Well, just saying.
Yeah. You know who I respect? Allstate Siding and Windows, exclusively. No one else. Do I respect my parents? Not really. Do I respect you? Absolutely not. Do I respect Allstate Siding and Windows? Unquestioned. Unquestioned respect. You know why? Time to find out. Let me tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. How about this? They can save you 40% on your energy bills. What? Yeah, if you have old crappy windows, 40% of your energy bill could be money just floating out your window. How about that for respect? How about, you know what they don't respect? Hurricane winds. You know why? Because they've got storm force windows. So if the hurricane winds come at your house, your storm force windows are like, no, disrespect, hand up. Boom. Guys, now's the time to invest in your home with beautiful windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. They've got senior discounts. They've got military discounts. They've got first responder discounts. And you might be thinking, AJ, I'm none of those things. Where's my discount? Okay, here's the AJ Hoffman discount. All you got to do, name drop your boy. Go say, hey, AJ Hoffman said you might have a deal for me. How about this? 25% off, no payments for 2 years. Boom. There you go. Saving you money. When you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. 832-204-1936. Allstate Siding and Windows. All right, I'm going to tell you about Carbach, week 3 of Carboctoberfest is this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Live music from a Beatles cover band called Beatty. Texas psych punk pop garage sounds of Flower Graves. Oh, not Flower Gravel. Eric gave me too many beers. Outlaw R&B by Night Beats and the sun-dried roots psych rock of Levitation Room. There's going to be stein hoisting competitions. There's going to be wiener dog races. There's going to be oompa bands. There's going to be chicks wearing those German things that make their boobs look real big and push together. And there's going to be beer and probably pretzels and mustard and stuff too, I would guess. But it's going to be a great time. And it's free. The beer's not free. Everything else is free. So go out there, get yourself some free fun. Family's invited. You can bring your ragamuffin kids out there, too, and let them see those pushed-up boobies. But, guys, you're going to want to get out there. And then Foam Hinge, November 10th, Ace Frehley is headlining. You can get tickets now. CarbockBrewing.com is where you go for that. And stop by the restaurant. You guys have all been to the restaurant now because you listen to what I say. But if you haven't been, shame on you. Stop by there, have a great meal, and pair it with something on the wall. They've got something that pairs with everything on the menu. And some of that stuff you can only get at the brewery. Follow Carbock on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today, or just ask your bartender to pretty please make it a Carbock.
And we are back on the Blitz. One last segment to go. And, hey, are the boobies free?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, that's a perfect segue. To the dumbass report.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Tilly Buchanan, her and her husband had been installing insulation in their garage, and had stripped off their clothes just inside their home to get the itchy materials off their skin. She was topless when her stepchildren came down the stairs. The children were embarrassed, but she said they shouldn't treat her differently because she was a woman. They aren't uncomfortable seeing their dad's chest, so it shouldn't be different for her. She's team free the nipple. This isn't a sexual thing. I should be able to wear exactly what my husband wears. You shouldn't be embarrassed about this. Apparently, state officials in Utah don't have that same view. She's now been arrested. Three counts of lewdness involving a child. If convicted, she could land in jail and stay on the sex offender registry for the next 10 years.
Jeez.
All for freeing the nip, for walking around her own house naked.
That kind of sounds like the beginning of a porno to me.
Oh, you want a picture of her?
Nah.
She's not that hot.
No.
But she's not like, it shouldn't be criminal for her to be naked. I mean, she's not like, she ain't a great big fat person. I mean, she's just a plain Jane looking lady.
Well, but if you're a stepkid, you know, probably chubs, right?
I don't know. In today's day and age, maybe so.
Yeah, I mean.
But either way, I'm going to go with that. You shouldn't have to be on the sex offender list for being topless in your own home. Stick in Utah. Why not? If you were gored and trampled by a bison at a park back in June, would you, several months later, take a date to that same park?
Here's where I got gored.
Because Kyle Borjo did that, and guess what happened?
He got gored again.
No, his date did.
Ow, better. That's awesome.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Kaylee Davis, his date, said, all of a sudden, I see the bison charging at me. I start running towards the lake away from it, and it flips me up. She hit the ground, fracturing her ankle, and her thigh gushed blood from where the bison gored her.
I'm team bison on this.
He was doing the paw thing like he was going to attack her again. She said, I've heard from his story. Just stay still so it doesn't come charging at you again. That worked. The animal left her alone, and he was there to help her through it. There to help her. You imagine you're on a date with some chick getting gored by a bison. How much help are you?
Yeah.
You're like,
That's like, sorry.
Hey, you should stay really still right now.
Now you know how
it's
going to
gore you again. I know.
We have this in common.
Like, don't go back to that park, dude.
What a dumbass.
Well, that's a shortened dumbass report.
All right, fine. Be that way.
I had another story a man whose legal name is Sexy Vegan was arrested for allegedly assaulting a dog. His real name, it's been changed legally, is Sexy Vegan. He took puppy love a little too far, apparently. Charged with sexually assaulting his dog. Posted a video on his social media account allegedly depicting inappropriate behavior with a pit bull. Maybe to show that pit bulls are loving animals, but you're not supposed to do it that way.
No, that, not that kind of love.
No, you're supposed to let them, like, play with a baby and go, oh, look, they're loving animals. If you, like, let them play with...
your baby? No.
Yeah, that ain't good. And that's the Dumbass Report.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Tyler. Appreciate you filling in. Good, great job, AJ, except for your marshmallow comment that you had to repeat three times. Great job from Eric. That was all right today. Only downhill from here. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.